Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yud Amud Beis, four lines on the bottom, Amar Rav Yehuda. It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yechia, Hamahalech B'derech, a person who's traveling, Al Yoichar Yoiser Mishnei Ra'avain, he should be careful not to eat too much, he shouldn't eat more than what he would eat during a famine year, meaning he should eat a little bit. My Taima, why shouldn't he eat too much? Says the Gemara two reasons. Hacha targimu mishum mayana. And Bavo, they explain the reason is because it could lead to bad digestion issues. But Marava Amri mishum mizayne, it's because of a concern that if he eats all of his food now, maybe he's not going to have food for later. He's traveling. He's not by the stores. Maybe he's not going to have food later. My benayu, what's the nafkamina? Ike benayu, says the Gemara, two nafkaminas. Number one, the Yosef ba'arba, if he's traveling on a boat, so he's not actually walking, the boat's doing all the moving for him, there's no problems of digestion. But there still might be an issue that he might not have food for later. Inami, another nafkamina in the other direction, is the ka'azlo me'avana la'avana, if he's traveling from one place to another place, and both places have stores, they both have grocery stores, so there's no problem of not having food for later, but being that he's moving around, there is going to be a problem of digestion. Rav Papa, ko parsa, parsa, achul chad arifta, says the Gemara that Rav Papa would eat a lot when he traveled, every parsa, he would eat a full loaf of bread, and says the Gemara to explain why is kasavar mishamayana. He held that the reason is just because of digestion issues, and being that the reason is just because of digestion, and Rashi brings Rav Papa had a strong stomach, so he didn't have this chashash, and therefore he was able to eat a lot while he traveled. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol Amariv Atzmai B'Shnei Ra'avayin, anybody who makes himself hungry during a famine year, he doesn't indulge even if he has, he needs some Misa Mishuna. So he saved from dying an ugly death. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Berav padcha mimaves, meirav mibayilei." Ask the Gemara. The pasuk saying that Hashem is going to save you from hunger. It should say meirav. Elo, what does it mean? Berav hachikamar. This is what the pasuk means to say. That berav means bischar shemariv atzmei b'shnei ravoin bischar that you starved yourself during a famine. So padcha mimaves. So nitzam mimisa mishuna, you'll be saved from an ugly death. Another anhaga during a famine is that a person is not allowed to have tashmish amita. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Uli Yosef yulat shnei banim b'terem tavish nasarav." The pasuk describes Yosef that he had his two children before the famine. Why does the pasuk emphasize that it was before the famine? It must be because during the famine he wouldn't be allowed to. And says the Gemara, the Tana, we learned chasuche banim misham shemitay seim b'shnei ravin. That even though a person is not allowed to have tashmish amita during a famine, if it's a tzara puravu, so then it's mutter. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braiso, Bizman she Yisrael shiruyan bitzar, at the time that Klal Yisrael is going through a tzara, upirish achan mehen, and one of them is pirish, ba'in shnei malachi asharish shemalavin lo la'adam, so the two angels that typically escort a person and they typically help a person, so they come, umanichin lo yedein al reishay, and they put their hands on this person on this person's head, va'aymrim, and they say, plain yizeh shepirish min atzibur, this so and so, who is pirish min atzibur, al yireh benechmas tzibur, he shouldn't get to see the Yeshua, the Nechama of the Tzibur. And Tani Idach learned in another Braisa, similar to this, that Bizman Shet Tzibur Shari B'Tzar, at the time that the Tzibur is going through a Tzara, Al Yoyimar Adam Melech Lebeisi, a person shouldn't say, yeah, I'm going to go to my house, I'm not going to say Tehillim with them in Shul, I'm just going to go home, V'Oichal V'Eshte, I'll go eat, I'll go drink, V'Shalom Aleich Nafshi, I'm fine, what do I need to stay in Shul and say Tehillim with everyone else? I'll go home and I'll enjoy my supper. V'Maisikain, and if a person does such a thing, Allah Akas of Aymer about such a person, the Pasuk describes It's describing this person who says, I'm just going to indulge, I'm going to eat my meat, drink my wine, because tomorrow I'm going to die. And what does the pasuk say afterwards about such a person? That Taka Hashem says that this person is, he's not going to get a kapara until he dies. So you see that that's not a proper anhaga. That's even a beinoni, because at least he has a muna, he knows that kimachar namos, that tomorrow I'm going to die. Avo b'midas rishayim maksev, you know what it says about rishayim? It says, esayu ekhoyayev in izba sheikhar, come let's get drunk, we'll do the same thing tomorrow. He doesn't even believe that he's going to get punished for it. What does it say afterwards? That he causes tremendous difficulties. That a tzaddik avad v'nish samalev kibir mehara nesaf a tzaddik, that terrible things happen because of this rasha. Ella, rather, what should the anhaga be of a person during a tzara? Is yitzar adam in matzibur? He should be mitzar himself. He should paint himself together with the tzibur. She came atzina b'maisha rabbeinu, like we find b'maisha rabbeinu, shetzir atzmai im atzibur. And he was mitzar himself together with Klal Yisrael. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, v'dei maisha kfeidim, it says that the hands of maisha were getting heavy, they were getting tired. V'yikhu evan, so they took a stone, v'yasimu tachta, v'yeshev aleh, they put it underneath him, and he sat on it. And asked the Gemara, v'chilu haylo Maisha kar achas, kesas achas. This was during the Mochama with Amalek. So Maisha's hands were getting tired and they had him sit on a stone. Why did he sit on a stone? They couldn't get him a pillow. They couldn't get him a nice comfortable bed. In order to sit on it, the only thing they could find him was a stone. El kach amar Maisha. Rather, the following is what Maisha had been reasoned. He said, Hayov v'Yisrael shirim b'tzar, afani e'yimon b'tzar. Avad, I could get myself a pillow. But being that Klal Yisrael is going through a tzara, so I'm not going to go and enjoy myself. I'm also going to be bitzar, and I'm going to sit on a rack. And says the Gemara, v'chol mitzayir atzmei matzibur, a person who does this, and he's mitzayir himself together with the tzibur, he's zaycha v'raya b'nechmas tzibur, he gets to see the Yeshua together with the tzibur. V'shem yomer adam, he may it be. Maybe a person's going to say, who's going to testify about me, what I do in private? Says the Gemara, avni beisa shel adam, ukaris beisa shel adam, i'idin boy. That it's a person's, the stones and the beams of a person's house, they're going to testify about what he did, how he was nayeg. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ki avin mikir tizak v'chafim me'etz yanena, that even the beams and the stones will call out. And the Rabbi that shnei malachi asharis, it's the two malachim hamalavin lo adam that escort a person. Hey mi eden alav, they're going to be the ones that testify about what he did in private. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, ki malachav yitzav alav, that they're going to testify about him. Rabbi Chidka imer, that's nishmasa shel adam hi mi eda alav, it's neshama of a person. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, mishechan eschei kecha shemor pischei picha. Now you should be careful what you do in front of the shechev eschei kecha, that which dwells in your lap, referring to the neshama. At least the Lefidus Drasha. V'yeshayimrim, and some say, Evarim shall Adam eidim by. It's a person's own limbs, they're going to testify about him. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Atem eidainum Hashem. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael that you are my witnesses. You, meaning your limbs, they themselves are the witnesses about what you do. The pasuk says, "Kel amuna vein avel." That Hashem is trustworthy, and He doesn't do anything that's corrupt. Kel amuna, that Hashem is trustworthy. That kishem shenifram in arisham leilam haba filo alaveira kala. Just like He takes retribution from the rishaim for even a relatively small aveira that they do in alam haba, Hashem's going to take retribution from them. Shaisin kach nifram in atzadikim by alam haza alaveira kala shaisin. Hashem's also going to do the same thing to the tzaddik. Just there'll be an alam haza, but He's also going to take this retribution. Ve'ein avel, and there's no injustice. That kashem shemeshal mitzchar letzadikim alam haba filo mitzvah kala shoisin. Just like tzadikim, they get schar even for the relatively small mitzvahs that they do. They get in the alam haba, but they get schar kach meshal mitzchar l'rishayim by alam haza afilo mitzvah kala shoisin. So Hashem gives also reward to the rishayim for the small mitzvahs that they did. He gives it to them in alam haza, but He gives them schar for these mitzvahs. Tzadik v'yashar hu. The pasuk then continues that Hashem is a tzadik. When a person is nifter from this world, so all of a person's actions get specified in front of him. They tell him, so and such you did, in this place, on this day. And the person answers, yes, I'm asking, yes, I agree, I admit that that's what I did. They'll tell him, sign on it. He's going to sign on it. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Biad kol adam yach. Time. Not only is he going to sign, he'll even admit that they're judging improperly. V'aymer, and he'll say lahem, to them, to the bezin shamala, that yafid antuni, they are judging me properly. I deserve the punishment that you're giving me. L'kayim hashenemer, which is a fulfillment of that which the pasuk says. L'man titztak b'dvarecha, that a person's going to do this tzedek hadin. He's going to agree. He's going to admit, and he's going to acknowledge that they're judging improperly for the things that he did.